I find too many founders and their teams spend too much time upfront building out technology or products and services without even asking customers for feedback or testing for product market fit. Welcome to Business Strategy, where we talk about how to craft winning strategies, how to implement them, and build highly profitable and iconic companies along the way. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. When it comes to building a great company, there are five principles that I've learned from growing my own businesses and working with others across multiple industries. Number one, get to know your customers well. And for starters, be sure to check out episode 53 if you haven't already, where I walk you through how to create an ideal customer profile and use empathy to build more brand loyalty and accelerate sales. Now, it's surprising to me how many leaders fail to talk to their clients on a regular basis. I'm not just talking about shooting the breeze or having generic conversations that lack substance. Instead, I'm referring to conversations where you ask your customers point blank what they love and hate about your company and the industry at large. Years ago, I was working with a company and I told them to send out a survey to their customers asking them what they loved and hated about the business. The leaders cringed when I used the word hate and instead tried to convince me to tone it down a bit by saying the words not like or not prefer. But when I explained to them the importance of getting to the root passions of their clients, they realized that feedback about what people like and don't like was not going to get them there. They finally agreed. See, that's the thing. If you ask people what they like and they don't like, they're going to tell you a ton of things or just complain about the trivial. When you ask somebody what they love and hate, using those strong words will help you to get to the root problems they are facing, and those pain points are worth solving. So my first piece of advice is to talk to your customers regularly, but to be effective, you must begin with empathy. This means putting yourself in their shoes and understanding their perspective without taking offense. It also means asking the tough questions that we often are fearful of asking. We all have egos we're trying to protect. Trust me, I have one too. And it can be difficult sometimes to solicit feedback that may crush us or may feel attacking. But my advice is to go for the raw, candid, and brutally honest feedback, because the faster you can get to it, the more successful you'll be when developing products and services that are intended to solve your customers' pain points. That's the number one goal of getting to know your customers really well. You need to understand their pain points and identify what progress they're trying to make in life to achieve their goals. This is where I recommend doing more than just sending out a survey to your customers. That can be a part of your strategy, but don't make it your only strategy. Instead, pick up the phone or meet up in the old-fashioned way to hear from your customers directly. Also, you may want to get out there and try your products and services yourself. When I became the CFO of a tech company, the first thing I did was set up demos with the sales team. I wanted to hear how they were pitching to their clients, but more importantly, I wanted to get into the software and try it out from a customer's perspective. To me, I am always amazed at how some products make it out the door without being tested by the founder or CEO of the company. For example, I buy these burrito bowls from Costco. They're delicious and they're a healthy alternative to so many other options out there. But there's one thing that really irritates me. The bowl is frozen, which is fine, but it requires me to heat it up in the microwave. There's a plastic film on top of the bowl that is affixed by some type of adhesive. There's also a tab on this cover that a user is supposed to pull to remove this plastic film after the bowl is heated up in the microwave. However, 50% of the time, I kid you not, when I go to remove the plastic cover, it rips in half and sticks to the sides. Then I have to pull out a knife to try to cut it off, and I burn my fingers in the process because of the hot bowl. I know this is a simple example, but I often wonder how it is that the CEO of the company doesn't try their own products, because if they did and they ate a bowl regularly, they would experience the same frustration. Hopefully the CEO of this burrito bowl company is listening to this right now. If you're the CEO of this burrito bowl company, or you know who I'm talking about, please pass this along, because dang, this is just one thing they could do to solve so many other issues and it'd make their product that much more exceptional. So here's the lesson in all this. Please test your products and services. Look for ways to eliminate friction along the way and deliver an exceptional customer experience. Another way to get to know your customers is to put boots on the ground. When I was the CFO of a large construction company, I would take my FinOps team out to job sites to walk around and meet subcontractors and our frontline workers in action. It was great to put on hard hats, walk through the mud, sift through the dust, and hear the sounds of saws, hammers, and beeping tractors. This helped us to experience not only what our employees were going through, but also our customers. And as a result, we were able to change our systems and processes to make it simpler to work with our department. The same thing can be true with your own business. All this to say that tip number one is to get to know your customers really well so you can understand the pain points they're trying to overcome and the goals they're trying to accomplish. By doing so, you'll be ready for step number two, which is to adopt a short cycle time. The second thing the best founders do to build great companies is to adopt a system where they can build, measure, learn, and make adjustments really quickly. In fact, at Cultivar, that's the secret behind our success. We provide our customers with a system to follow to drive consistent and meaningful results. I've worked with too many founders who spend so much time up front searching for the perfect website domain, building out a complex website, and perfecting their products and services before testing whether or not the business resonates with the customer and helps them to reach their dream outcome. And that's what I was talking about in the last episode when I was explaining how to create an ideal customer profile. Remember, people are trying to make progress in their life. And in the process, they're running into some type of obstacle or they're experiencing some type of pain. They want to get to their dream outcome, but along the way, there are problems that arise that prevent them from getting there. There are also these macro trends that are blocking them. It's our job as entrepreneurs to provide products and services that help them to overcome all this and to get to that promised land. But look, these founders that I'm talking about who are building out these websites and spending so much time up front aren't the only ones making this mistake. In fact, I made a big mistake in the past too. When I was a CFO of a large company, I tried to manage strategy and track our progress through spreadsheets. And as you can imagine, this was an impossible feat because number one, spreadsheets are not databases. And also, one mistake within the model would throw everything off. When I left my role as a CFO, I decided to invest in building out a strategy management software platform. In the beginning, I was so excited to get the tech built that I spent hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars on the software without getting feedback from customers along the way. I know, crazy, right? As a result, I wasted a lot of money and time and ended up redoing much of the software after I got feedback from actual customers. If I could do it all over again, I would have taken my scrappy software, even when it was unfinished and kind of ugly, and put it in the hands of customers early on for them to use. Then by using software like Clarity, I would have tracked how they used the product while also getting direct feedback from them. Remember, asking them what they love and hate about it, and then build from there. This would have saved me so much time and money. But hey, it was a lesson learned and I'm glad that I went through it. I just don't want you to go through the same suffering. The software now is so much more customer centric, but I had to learn the hard way. I find too many founders and their teams spend too much time upfront building out technology or products and services without even asking customers for feedback or testing for product market fit. If you're thinking about launching a business, I would get really clear on what the pain points are that you're trying to solve. And then I would put together a scrappy product as fast as possible and then try to sell it to customers. Skip the whole logo thing. I know it's fun to design a logo and go through all these iterations and build a website. You could put something together really quickly. The key is that you want to get out there and test your product and service with your customers and see if they'll buy. Then you can see if there's product market fit. In other words, I would encourage you to test your hypothesis as cheaply and quickly as possible before you go down the path of spending a ton of time and money on something that customers may not even want. All right, number three, stay lean until everything is working well. Another mistake that founders often make is hiring too quickly, thinking that bringing on a bunch of employees will scale the business rapidly. Founders may believe that by hiring employees, they'll be able to build out their systems and accelerate growth. But here's the deal. It takes a special person to design a process from scratch. So if there's no infrastructure in place, hiring new employees to build out that infrastructure may be a big mistake. Instead, from my experience in my own business and while working with a ton of other companies, the best performers are the ones who build out the infrastructure first and the operating model before hiring too quickly. This is why having a strategy is so crucial. It helps you to find product market fit and understand the competitive behavior and activities of the business that will lead to a robust and proven operating model. When everything is working well, that's when you can hire and scale very quickly. Just remember, in the beginning, you're hypothesizing what products and services will solve your customers' biggest pain points and help them reach the promised land. During this phase, you're making a lot of adjustments, building, adjusting, tearing things apart, scrapping ideas until you figure out what works. The last thing you want is a bunch of employees sitting around while you go through this process. With one of my companies, I made this mistake and I hired a team very quickly early on while I was still building out my services. A few of the team members had the entrepreneurial mindset and were able to thrive in this environment where we were building, measuring, learning, and making adjustments. Others, however, wanted to come into a completed system and follow a set of processes as part of their daily routine. This iterative process was difficult for them to get accustomed to, and eventually they left. So don't make the same mistake that I did. Just remember to stay lean until everything is working well, and then you can ramp things up and grow your business very quickly. Number four, make a long-term commitment to your business. I'm a serial entrepreneur by nature, and it's easy to come up with ideas that can be great businesses. However, the trap that I fall into, along with many others, is becoming addicted to starting new businesses. My perspective is that when I think of a new enterprise taking 10 years or longer to make sustainable, I am more judicious about what I commit to. When you keep this long-term orientation towards business in mind, you may avoid the trap of jumping from one thing to the next, or you may avoid quitting before you have really put in the time into your business. I work with people who after a year get frustrated because they don't hit the $1 million mark or their customer base grows too slowly. They compare themselves to others who have been around much longer than themselves. This is a dangerous trap. Often we see the current success of someone without considering the time and effort it took for them to get there. And trust me, I fall into this trap too. So here's my advice to you, which I also give to myself. Show yourself a little bit of grace in the process and have patience. Business is a game. And speaking of grace, this is the fifth thing that the best founders do to build great companies. They take care of themselves. Now, this is me totally talking to myself because I'm terrible in this area. I work out 6 days a week and I eat pretty healthy aside from the French fries, pizza, and ice cream that I like to indulge in, but I consider myself relatively physically fit. But when it comes to sleeping, I'm horrible. I have so much going on right now, I often sacrifice my sleep and only get 5 to 6 hours a night during the week so I can get more work done. Now, maybe sleep is not your issue, but you struggle with other bad habits or patterns. Whatever it is, we all struggle with self-destructive behaviors at times. However, after working with and learning from some of the best founders in the world, I have found that they take the time to take care of themselves. As business builders, we have a fiduciary responsibility not only to ourselves, but also our employees and other stakeholders to be as healthy as possible. There's so many lives that depend on us in business. This is my final tip to you, but it's an important one. Hopefully by saying it to you, it will resonate better with me and I'll start getting more sleep. But please don't fall into the misconception that pulling all-nighters and sleeping 2 to 3 hours a night is going to earn you some badge of honor or make you more successful than those who take care of themselves. Remember, sometimes in order to go fast, we must go slow and take care of ourselves in the process. The last thing I want is to build a huge successful company, but lose myself and loved ones in the process. All right, that's what I have for you. I hope you have a great week. And until next time, take care of yourself. Cheers. Hey, real quick, I hope you enjoyed the show. If you have business questions and you want to be featured on this podcast, send me an email at contact@cultivar.com and either type out your question or send a video or voice recording stating your name, your location, and what's on your mind. If you want to increase your financial intelligence, be sure to check out my other podcast called Boosting Your Financial IQ. All right, you have new knowledge. Go out there and execute. And until next time, cheers.